William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Last Queen, a novel of courage and resistance by Chitra Banerjee Divakaruni. Performed by Sneha Marthan. To my three kings, Abhay, Anand, Murthy. Major characters. Rani Jinda Kaur, the last queen of Punjab. Daughter of the royal dog trainer, Manna Singh Aulak, she became the youngest wife of Maharaja Ranjit Singh, mother of Maharaja Daleep Singh and queen regent during his reign. Maharaja Ranjit Singh, the greatest Sikh ruler, he built a powerful Sikh empire and protected it from the British. Maharaja Daleep Singh, youngest son of Ranjit Singh. Fakir Azizuddin, Ranjit Singh's ambassador and advisor to Jinda during her early years in the Lahore court. Rani Guddan, one of Ranjit Singh's wives, who became a close friend of Jinda. Jawahar Singh, brother of Jinda. Lal Singh, nobleman in the Lahore court. The Dogras, three brothers who rose to eminence under Ranjit Singh. Gulab Singh, the eldest brother, later became ruler of Jammu and Kashmir. Dhyan Singh, the second brother, was Ranjit Singh's vizier and continued as vizier for Karak Singh, Chand Kaur, and Sher Singh. Suchet Singh, the youngest brother. Rani Patani, wife of Dhyan Singh, she befriended Jinda. Hira Singh, son of Dhyan Singh, and Jinda Kaur's first vizier. Pandit Jalla, Hira Singh's advisor. Karak Singh, oldest son of Maharaja Ranjit Singh, he became king after Ranjit Singh. Chand Kaur, wife of Karak Singh and mother of Nonihal. Nonihal Singh, son of Karak Singh. Bibi Kaur, wife of Nonihal. The Sandhavalias, Ajit Singh and Lehna Singh, relatives of Chand Kaur and members of the powerful Sandhavalia clan. Maina Kane, chief queen of Ranjit Singh and mother of Karak Singh. Mangla, Jinda's favorite maid. Avtar, Jinda's chief guard. Mahi, Jinda's attendant in later years. Jung Bahadur, prime minister of Nepal. Arur, Dalip's attendant in England. Lord and Lady Logan, guardians of Dalip Singh after the annexation of Punjab. Major Henry Lawrence, an agent of the British and later resident at the Lahore court. Prologue. Lahore, 1839. Jinda hasn't slept for two nights now, waiting by the sickbed of Maharaja Ranjit Singh, along with his other wives. They've recited the Guru Granth Sahib until their throats are raw. Birth and death are subject to the command of the Lord's will. He who believes in the name becomes victorious. They've given away their finest Kashmiri shawls, jewels, cows, horses, elephants, sacks of gold coins. Jinda doesn't own as much as the other queens. She came to her marriage empty-handed and has never cared to cajole gifts from her husband. But she, too, has gifted a triple-stranded gold necklace to the Jagannath temple, hoping for the recovery of the Sarkar, as his people lovingly call him. She kneels on the marble floor, grateful for the stone's coolness, and rests her head against the carved gold bedpost. As the Maharaja's youngest wife, and his favorite, she's allowed certain liberties. The other women sit straight-spined, palms joined stiffly. Some of them send her cutting glances from under their veils. She doesn't care. It's stuff
Sample complete. Ready to continue?